Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم. This is the online Juma for the New Allah Islamic Center. We are going to start here very shortly. I'm trying to get my computer set up. Today is April 9th, 2021, and we are going to again have our online Juma here. I guess waiting for my knee. I have to apologize. As you know, we always begin our Juma with the first half hour of Quran recitation, chapter 18. So, pardon me. I extend to everyone the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. The kubah today will be on Ramadan, enjoying Ramadan mentally, physically, and spiritually. That's going to be our topic today. And so let me change computers because I have a little glitch here. So for the first 25 minutes or so, we will have Quranic recitation. And then around 2 o'clock, we will begin the kubah, or the sermon, as it's called. And we know that it is the tradition of Muhammad the Prophet, rest in peace be upon him, to always encourage us to read, to hear chapter 18 of the Quran. So at this time here, I will begin with the recitation of chapter 18, and inshallah, at around 2 o'clock, we will begin the kubah. In the meanwhile, call a friend, ask them to tune in, and we'll be back shortly with the second call to prayer. With the first call to prayer. Excuse me. As-salamu alaykum.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave, and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدن ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward, wherein they will abide forever. And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor had their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps. Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ فِي الْكَهْفِ سِنِينَ عَدَدًا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years.
ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِنَعْلَمَ أَيُّ الْحِزْبَيْنِ أَحْصَىٰ لِمَا لَبِثُوا أَمَدًا.
And afterward we raised them up that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَأَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدًى.
We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَٰهًا لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطًا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside Him, for then should we utter an enormity.
هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمُنَا اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً لَوْلَا يَأْتُونَ عَلَيْهِم بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنٍ فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا.
These are people have chosen other gods beside Him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذِ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set, go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاظًا وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ لَوْ اطَّلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَوَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارًا وَلَمُلِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ رُعْبًا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking, though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قَالُوا رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثْتُمْ فَبَعَثُوا أَحَدَكُمْ بِوَرِقِكُمْ هَذِهِ إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner, we disclosed them to the people of the city, that they might know that the promise of Allah is true, and that as for the hour, there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. Those who won their point said, We verily shall build a place of worship over them.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say They were three, their dog the fourth, and some say five, their dog the sixth, guessing at random, and some say seven, and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number, none knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
And say not of anything, Lo, I shall do that tomorrow, except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest And say, It may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this. And it is said, They tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قل الله أعلم بما لبثوا له غيب السماوات والأرض أبصر به وأسمع ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا.
Say Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is he and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside him, and he maketh none to share in his government.
واتل ما أوحي إليك من كتاب ربك لا مبدل لكلماته ولن تجد من دونه ملتحدا.
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change his words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking his countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, it is the truth from the Lord of you all, then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces, calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude. Two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grape, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men. And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man?
لكن هو الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا.
But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou enteredst thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There's no strength save in Allah. Though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِنْ جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden, and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside. Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it. when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
وَلَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ فِئَةٌ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مُنْتَصِرًا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هُنَالِكَ الْوَلَايَةُ لِلَّهِ الْحَقِّ هُوَ خَيْرٌ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ عُقْبًا.
In this case is protection only from Allah the True. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world, as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward, and better in respect of hope.
وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills, and ye see the earth emerging, and we gather them together, so as to leave not one of them behind.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us as we created you at the first, but ye thought that we had set no tryst for you.
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا.
And remember, when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape thence.
ولقد صرفنا في هذا القرآن للناس من كل مثل وكان الإنسان أكثر شيء جدلا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وما منع الناس أن يؤمنوا إذ جاءهم الهدى ويستغفروا ربهم إلا أن تأتيهم سنة الأولين أو يأتيهم العذاب قبلا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنْذِرُوا هُزُوًا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
ومن أظلم ممن ذكر بآيات ربه فأعرض عنها ونسي ما قدمت يداه إنا جعلنا على قلوبهم أكنة أن يفقهوه وفي آذانهم وقرا وإن تدعهم إلى الهدى فلن يهتدوا إذا أبدا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment? Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright.
لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا.
Thy Lord is the forgiver, full of mercy. If he took them to task now for what they earn, he would hasten on the doom for them, but theirs is an appointed term from which they will find no escape.
وتلك القرى أهلكناهم لما ظلموا وجعلنا لمهلكهم موعدا.
And all those townships, we destroyed them when they did wrong, and we appointed a fixed time for their destruction.
وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا.
And when Moses said unto his servant,
As-salamu alaykum, Brother Khalil.
Yes, sir, brother, man.
As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum, as-salam. Juma Mubarak.
Alhamdulillah, Juma Mubarak. Can you make the first call, please?
Yes, sir.
Shukran.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على السلام الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله إله إلا الله.
Surah 18, Al-Kahf, The Cave. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Most Compassionate. Praise be to Allah, who has revealed to His servant the book devoid of all crookedness. An unerringly straight book, meant to warn of a stern punishment from Allah, and to proclaim to those who believe and work righteous deeds, the tiding that there shall be a good reward, wherein they shall abide forever. And also to warn those who say, Allah has taken to Himself a son, a thing about which they have no knowledge, neither they nor their ancestors. Dreadful is the word that comes out of their mouths. What they utter is merely a lie. O Muhammad, if they do not believe in this message, you will perhaps torment yourself to death with grief, sorrowing over them. Surely, we have made all that is on the earth an embellishment for it in order to test people as to whom of them is better in conduct. In the ultimate, we shall reduce all that is on the earth to a barren plain. Do you think that the people of the cave and the inscription were one of our wondrous signs? When those youths sought refuge in the cave and said, Our Lord, grant us mercy from yourself and provide for us rectitude in our affairs. We lulled them to sleep in that cave for a number of years, and then roused them so that we might see which of the two parties could best tell the length of their stay. We narrate to you their true story. They were a party of young men who had faith in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance and strengthened their hearts when they stood up and proclaimed, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We shall call upon no other God beside Him, for if we did so, we shall be uttering a blasphemy. Then they conferred among themselves and said, These men, our own people, have taken others as gods beside Him. Why do they not bring any clear evidence that they indeed are gods? Who can be more unjust than he who foists a lie on Allah? And now that you have disassociated yourselves from them and from whatever they worship beside Allah, go and seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will extend His mercy to you and will provide for you the means for the disposal of your affairs. Had you seen them in the cave, it would have appeared to you that when the sun rose, it moved away from their cave to the right, and when it set, it turned away from them to the left while they remained in a spacious hollow in the cave. This is one of the signs of Allah. Whomsoever Allah guides, He alone is led aright. And whomsoever Allah lets go astray, you will find for him no guardian to direct him. On seeing them, you would fancy them to be awake, though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn their sides to their right and to their left, and their dog sat stretching out its forelegs on the threshold of the cave. Had you looked upon them, you would have certainly fled away from them, their sight filling you with terror. Likewise, we roused them in a miraculous way that they might question one another. One of them asked, How long did you remain in this state? The other said, We remained so for a day or part of a day. Then they said, Your Lord knows better how long we remain in this state. Now send one of you to the city with this coin of yours, and let him see who has the best food, and let him buy some provisions from there. Let him be cautious and not inform anyone of our whereabouts. For if they should come upon us, they will stone us to death or force us to revert to their faith, whereafter we shall never prosper. Thus did we make their case known to the people of the city, so that they might know that Allah's promise is true, and that there is absolutely no doubt that the hour will come to pass. But instead of giving thought to this, they disputed with one another concerning the people of the cave, some saying, Build a wall over them. Their Lord alone knows best about them. But those who prevailed over their affairs said, We shall build a place of worship over them. Some will say concerning them, There were three, and their dog the fourth. And some will say, There were five, and their dog the sixth. All this being merely guesswork, and still others will say, There were seven, and their dog the eighth. Say, My Lord knows their number best. Only a few know their correct number, so do not dispute concerning their number, but stick to what is evident, and do not question anyone about them. And never say about anything, I shall certainly do this tomorrow. Unless Allah should will it, and should you forget and make such a statement, remember your Lord and say, I expect my Lord to guide me to what is nearer to rectitude than this. They remained in the cave for 300 years, and others added 9 more years. Say, Allah knows best how long they remained in it, for only He knows all that is hidden in the heavens and the earth, how well He sees, how well He hears, the creatures have no other guardian than him. He allows none to share his authority. O Prophet, recite to them from the book of your Lord what has been revealed to you, for none may change his words, and were you to make any change in his words, you will find no refuge from him. Keep yourself content with those who call upon their Lord morning and evening, seeking his pleasure, and do not let your eyes pass beyond them. Do you seek the pomp and glitter of the world? Do not follow him whose heart we have caused to be heedless of our remembrance, and who follows his desires, and whose attitude is of excess. And proclaim, this is the truth from your Lord. Now let him who will believe, and let him who will disbelieve. We have prepared a fire for the wrongdoers, whose billowing folds encompass them. If they ask for water, they will be served with a drink like dregs of oil that will scald their faces. How dreadful a drink, and how evil an abode. As for those who believe and do good, we shall not cause their reward to be lost. They shall dwell in the gardens of eternity, beneath which streams flow. There they will be adorned with bracelets of gold, will be arrayed in green garments of silk and rich brocade, and will recline on raised couches. How excellent is their reward, and how nice their resting place. O Muhammad, propound a parable to them. There were two men, of whom we bestowed upon one of the two vineyards, surrounding both of them with date palms and putting a tillage in between. Both the vineyards yielded abundant produce without failure, and we caused a stream to flow in their midst. So the owner had fruit in abundance, and he said to his neighbor while conversing with him, I have greater wealth than you, and I am stronger than you in numbers. Then he entered his vineyard and said, wronging himself, surely I do not believe that all this will ever perish, nor do I believe that the hour of resurrection will ever come to pass, and even if I am returned to my Lord, I shall find a better place than this. While conversing with him, his neighbor exclaimed, do you deny him who created you out of dust, then out of a drop of sperm, and then fashioned you into a complete man? As for myself, Allah alone is my Lord, and I associate none with my Lord in his divinity. Then out of a drop of sperm, and then fashioned you into a complete man? As for myself, Allah alone is my Lord, and I associate none with my Lord in his divinity. When you entered your vineyard, why did you not say, whatever Allah wills shall come to pass, for there is no power save with Allah, if you find me less than yourself in wealth and children? It may well be that my Lord will give me something better than your vineyard, and send a calamity upon your vineyard from the heavens, and it will be reduced to a barren waste.
أو يصبح ماؤها غورا فلن تستطيع له طلبا.
Or the water of your vineyard will be drained deep into the ground so that you will not be able to seek it out. Eventually, all his produce was destroyed, and he began to wring his hands in sorrow at the loss of what he had spent on it, and on seeing it fallen down upon its trellises, saying, would I had not associated anyone with my Lord in his divinity. And there was no host beside Allah to help him, nor could he be of any help to himself. Then he knew that all power of protection rests with Allah, the True One. He is the best to reward, the best to determine the end of things. O Prophet, propound to them the parable of the present life. It is like the vegetation of the earth, which flourished luxuriantly when it mingled with the water that we sent down from the sky. But after that, the same vegetation turned into stubble, which the winds blew out. Allah alone has the power over all things. Wealth and children are an adornment of the life of the world, but the deeds of lasting righteousness are the best in the sight of your Lord in reward, and far better a source of hope. Bear in mind the day when we shall set the mountains in motion, and you will find the earth void and bare. On that day, we shall muster all men together, leaving none of them behind. They shall be brought before your Lord, all lined up, and shall be told, now indeed you have come before us in the manner we created you in the first instance, although you thought that we shall not appoint a tryst with us. And then the record of their deeds shall be placed before them, and you will see the guilty full of fear for what it contains, and will say, woe to us, what a record this is. It leaves nothing big.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of
Brother Khalil?
Yes, sir, Brother Man.
Yes, I'm making. Go ahead with the second call, please.
Yes, sir. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلام حي على الفلام حي على الفلام الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم I seek refuge protection with Allah Father glorified is he from Satan, the rejected, accursed enemy. With the name of God, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Allah is the merciful benefactor, saying that he is the merciful one that gives us benefits uncountable. He is Ar-Rahman. He gives us benefits that we can't count, we can't remember, and much of that is due because we don't know, but just a small sprinkling of the benefits Allah gives to us. We only know a small sprinkling, even with all of the science and doctors and medicine, mankind, the human race, we only know a sprinkling, a small sample of Allah's untold, uncountable benefits to us, Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahim is the merciful one that comes back to us and gives us forgiveness by blessing us more after we have, with a conscious mind, misappropriated, misused, or underappreciated the first set of blessings. We have not quite understood or appreciated what we had with the first set of mercies. We thought we understood, and so we begin to take them for granted. So when Allah grant us or bless us to come into a consciousness of the need for his mercy, then that's Ar-Rahim. It comes with the consciousness. Ar-Rahman does not necessarily come with the human consciousness even aware of the blessings Allah has given us so many. We're not even aware of it. Our consciousness is not called in on that so much. But Ar-Rahim, oh, Allah, redeem me. In other words, we have miscalculated and came to the realization that we miscalculated, and I need more mercy. That mercy, Ar-Rahim, come to those who believe. Because belief is saying consciousness. Belief is saying consciousness. You cannot be a believer until you come into consciousness. In our nature is designed, is compatible, is suitable, is made, you know, on the order of belief. But the belief that Allah is after, so to speak, Allah is not after anything. but to speak our language, that the belief that we are going to be held accountable for on Judgment Day, and that's Judgment Day in this life before we physically die, and the big judgment after we physically die, that requires consciousness, awareness, some understanding. That's Ar-Rahim. That's the mercy that comes to that individual that has came into a consciousness of Allah, our relationship to Allah as servants and nothing else, and nothing else. No matter how much we grow in knowledge or money, still come back. You're still a servant. Yeah, but I have more money than him. I got more education than her. And you both are still a servant. And once we come into that and submit to their understanding, alhamdulillah, we're on the road to salvation. As a matter of fact, we got a taste of salvation already. You say, well, how can you say that? Because we have been saved from our own ignorance. We've been saved from our own arrogance. We've been saved from putting our intellect in the way of submitting to Allah. That's why the best position of salat, of prayer, is to put our forehead in agreement with our nose on the prayer rug. Our forehead said, all of my knowledge. Forehead is saying conscious knowledge. And the self-conscious is typically related to as the back or the base of the nape. At the bottom of the neck and the behind the head, as being subconscious, sub meaning under. And so sub meaning under, you see how the lower of the neck is in position lower than the forehead? Yeah, the forehead is above the back of the head because the forehead stands for conscious and the back of the head stands for sub. So it's in the back and it's lower. They're subconscious, but it's still working on our lives. So that when we come into the proper consciousness, our forehead on the prayer rug and say Subhanallah, Rabbil Al-Allah three times, right? But our forehead does not go down on the prayer rug by itself. The forehead must go down. You can't have it no other kind of way. The forehead must go down on the prayer rug with the nose. Because the forehead representing our conscious mind, our thinking, our intellect, our knowledge, the nose is representative of our spiritual life. And the two going down together is saying that they are in agreement. We don't have the concept of separation of church and state in Islam. The church and state in Islam, they both join together. The church is the symbolic of our spiritual life. That's the nose. The head being, the forehead, I'm sorry. The forehead being symbolic or representative of our knowledge. Okay, but in Islam, they must agree. Our spiritual life and our intellectual life must agree. What we learn in the mosque on Friday cannot contradict what we learn in the classroom on Monday. I have to repeat that. What we learn in the mosque on Friday in Juma will not contradict what we learn in the classroom. It will not contradict what we do in the business world. It will not contradict what we do in serving the political needs of our people, and I'm emphasizing political needs, the needs, not the political games we see being played by all parties involved. They all play games with us. But in Islam, it's one life, the wholeness, the ideal called Tawheed, the oneness, and that there has to be a oneness between our forehead, our intellectual, our knowledge base, and our spiritual base. They have to be in 100% agreement. And now, we can lie somebody, you and I, we can lie in both compartments. We can fix a lie in our logic and think it's true and go out in defense of a lie, and that's been done throughout centuries. There have also been people who have lied within their spiritual knowledge. They have lied to us spiritually for centuries. And that too has to be stopped. So in Al-Islam, by us submitting that we are servants of God and put in our forehead our knowledge and our nose, our spiritual life, at the same time on the prayer rug, it's a message that we submit our whole self, our whole life, our whole being, mentally and spiritually, in agreement to our Lord as servant. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Praise be to Allah. Highly glorified is He, the Lord, sustainer of all the worlds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Highly glorified is He. So dearly beloved believers, Muslims, we are at the door. We are knocking on the door of Ramadan. I heard my brother Moshe, he said, Ramadan is our annual or yearly visitor. Well, our visitor is at the door, knocking at the door. We're knocking on its door and it's knocking on our door. I hear Muslims saying, oh, I can't wait for Ramadan. I need it so bad. And it's so funny in the, not in a humorous way of criticizing, just make the Muslims smile very often, to where some of our non-Muslim friends, good friends, they see that we have to fast in Ramadan, and you can almost see a tear in their eye, like, oh, you're going to be so hungry. Oh, I know you want to drink some of that ice cold water, and they just hung up just on the base level, on the physical level. And they're like, oh, I hope to be okay, though. Don't do too much work. And I'm going to be looking at them like, you just don't understand. We kind of feel sorry for you. And probably more so than you feel sorry for us. Because you're not fasting. You're not getting the great benefits that Allah intends for every human being to get when they fast. You're only looking at that Pepsi-Cola or that hamburger or that lamb chop. That's all we usually. No, we're looking at Allah's blessings, Allah's mercy. So we're going to talk, inshallah, God willing, on the concept of enjoying Ramadan physically, but also mentally and also spiritually. Getting the benefits of Ramadan on every level that Allah has made us as human beings. So Allah tells us in the Quran, and I think this is chapter 2, verse 103. I did not write the number down. I do apologize. I'm pretty sure it is. Chapter 2, verse 183. I think that's the number. But anyway, I read. Allah says in the Quran, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمْ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah is speaking the mighty truth. Allah is telling us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, oh, you who believe. Oh, it didn't say, oh, you Muslims, oh, you Christians, oh, you Jews, oh, you this, oh, you that. It says, آمَنُوا, oh, you who believe. Allah says, fasting. Siyamu, fasting, is prescribed for you, as it was prescribed to those before you, that you may learn God consciousness. Now, the Yusuf Ali translation says self-restraint, but the word is ta-takun. And in the word ta-takun, you have the word taqwa, and taqwa is saying God consciousness. So there is a correlation between God consciousness and self-restraint, because Ramadan is to bring us into that God consciousness so that we can have self-restraint. And I like how Yusuf Ali says self-restraint. This is an individual thing. Fasting is an individual's act. And Allah says, of all the deeds done by the son of Adam, that they are done for him, except for fasting, Allah says, this is done for me. So this requires us as individuals, though we fast as a collective group, though there be billions of Muslims fasting around the world, still each individual person is responsible and accountable for fasting only for Allah, only for Allah. We come into the beautiful month of Ramadan, the beautiful month of learning self-restraint. And it is full of blessings, it's full of mercy. We are told that we are in the first 10 days of Ramadan. Those 10 days are 10 days of mercy. The 10 days of mercy. Allah has given us mercy in the first 10 days. The month of Ramadan is 30 days. Most times it's 29 days. But it's still, a lot of times it's 30 days, because that's the typical number of days in a month. So it's given in 10, 10, and 10. The second 10 days is for forgiveness. Once we come into Allah's mercy, then we go into forgiveness. Now, when forgiveness comes into play, what does that tell us? That there's more of a consciousness involved. Forgiveness comes after there's a recognition that I messed up. That was wrong. Why did I do that? Forgiveness forgiveness indicates that you have registered in your mind and your soul that there was an error made. The first 10 days, again, are mercy. Allah's mercy come, his kindness come. And part of that kindness is to bring us to a level of consciousness to say, I think I messed up. So the second 10 days are for forgiveness. So we can kind of see the first 10 days, if you can accept this, what I'm saying, the first 10 days of mercy is really us fasting on that physical level. But the second 10 become more into fasting on a intellectual or a mental level, because the concept of forgiveness is there. And forgiveness comes into play when the mind, the mental mind, the intellect wakes up and realize I need to strive, work for forgiveness. The last 10 days, it says, is for freedom from the hell fire and avoidance of the hell fire. That's the last 10 days. Because once you get forgiveness, once you have blessed to receive forgiveness, you can go into that third level of freedom from the hell fire. Freedom from the hell fire. So we see this progress. We see an evolution of mercy to forgiveness. And when we receive the forgiveness, the last 10 days is being thankful, being grateful for freedom or an avoidance of the hell fire. The hell fire, look at the word fire. Fire is something that consumes. It's a passion. It's heated up like the physical appetites that we have. But also we have mental appetites, and they are like a fire. It will just consume our energies. It will consume our time. It will consume our focus. But going through Ramadan, we pulled, like the horse man riding the horse, he pulled back on the reins of the horse and bring the horse under control. As the Imam Muhammad shared with us, is that the horse is a sign of human passions. And the Surah Adiyat, I think it's chapter 101 of the Quran, and it talks about the horses that run just panting for breath, just trying to get, they just run wild. Where here, we are like the horseman riding the horse. We are in Ramadan. We are pulling back the reins on the horse and saying, whoa, baby, whoa. You're under my control. You can't just run wild. My passions just can't run wild, because passions that run wild, the fire grows and the fire becomes bigger, and before you know it, you've been consumed by hellfire. Yeah. You get a taste of it right here. And we find people like that. They own drugs. They own alcohol. They own sex. They own food. They own all kind of things. And here comes Ramadan, knocking on that door, say, it's time for you to get for your car to heaven in alignment. You know, take the car in for an alignment. But Ramadan is like you say, it's time for you to take your car in for an alignment. And that's why they use a car. And where they get the word carnal, like carnal flesh, car, carnal flesh, see the connection there? Okay. So the messenger of Allah, the present peace be upon him, he said, when the month of Ramadan starts, the gates of heaven are open and the gates of hell are closed, and the devils are chained. It said devils with an S, plural, the shaitin. That includes shaitan too. Shaitin means a little shaitan. It says the gates of hell are closed during Ramadan, and the devils are chained. So how is Satan locked up? Satan, or Satan, we say in English, Satan, the devil. Satan is a type of thinking. It is a diabolical intellect. It's a diabolical mind, M-I-N-D. That is locked up during fasting. You say, no, you can't. You can't rule my life in Ramadan. We lock up Shaitan when we obey Allah's command to fast. We lock up those energies and those thoughts and those curiosities to feed the feet upon that are not good for our well-being. We say, no, not today. Not this month. We lock Shaitan up. We know it's not talking about just Shaitan for the whole society, because you follow the news during the month of Ramadan. You say, your Shaitan's locked up. How come murders didn't go down? Rape didn't go down? Nothing went down. Matter of fact, sometimes it feels like it went up, because those people are not fasting. They are not submitting their will to do God's will, but they are being led by the energies that will lead to the hellfire. But for the believer, we fast, and Shaitan is locked up. He's locked up. Alhamdulillah, he's allowed to remain. So, the believers, we fast, meaning that we restrain ourselves on many levels, but all for the same reason. And that same reason is to obey the command of Allah that we fast. That's on the physical level of fasting, that's on the mental level of fasting, and that is on the spiritual level of fasting. We do it all for the soul, the intent of pleasing Almighty God, Allah. So it is for Allah and Allah alone that we bring our flesh under the command, under our command and control. That's the first level. That's the base level, that we say, flesh, I'm your master. Flesh, you are not my master. Flesh, you can't control me. God put me in authority over you. And if I don't put into effect my command from my Lord to dominate you, my flesh, then you will overtake me. But I'm going to obey my Lord, and I'm going to fast this month of Ramadan and to put you in check, my flesh, my hunger, my physical flesh, my physical hunger, my physical appetites. So it is for Allah and Allah alone that we bring our flesh under our command and under our control. Then on the next level, it is for Allah and Allah alone that we bring our thoughts. We focus our thoughts on the Quran, on reading the Quran. We focus our thoughts on good thoughts, on teaching the religion. We focus our thoughts. We have to do this. There's no outside force. There's no outside energy or anything. God's saying during this month of Ramadan, for you to come to what the Tatakun, meaning the God consciousness or self-restraint, you have command over your thoughts. You have to take command over your thoughts. That's the way God made it to be. So anything that interferes with us focusing our thoughts on the best of Ramadan, we resist it. So you say, well, I have a medical need and I must take food because I need to take my medicine. Or I have a traveling need, therefore I must consume food. Allah give us that mercy. But still, if you can't fast a single day on water and drink during Ramadan, you still can fast on the next level mentally by not allowing other things to feed your mind. There's feeding the body, then there's also feeding the mind, called food for thought. And when we see the wrong food for thought coming into our mind during Ramadan, we say, no. We used to have our children, well, they are grown and gone now. Alhamdulillah, praise God. But when they couldn't fast on food, we said, well, you got to turn that TV off until the sun go down. You got to turn that video game off. You see, so there's ways of on a mental level we also fast. And for us, we have certain things we like to do. Little games we play. You know, I like doing little games on the internet, but I don't do it during Ramadan because I'm fasting not just on the physical level alone. I'm also fasting on the mental level. And anything that interferes with me focusing more on Ramadan than serving my Lord during Ramadan, click, I can turn it off. Turn it off and replace it with what's good. Have the Quran playing in your house all day long during Ramadan. And there's a recently tape, too. It's an audio of our brother Bilal, Instructor Bilal, it's called Imam Bilal. And he's doing the whole rendering of the Quran in English. Very beautiful. Our brother from Sabati, my association. So that's about the physical level and the mental level, but also on the spiritual level. We got to fast on the spiritual level. And we fast for Allah and Allah alone. And we bring or we lift up our soul and our spirit in seeking Allah's mercy, in seeking Allah's guidance in our spiritual life, in our spiritual realm, that the prayers become manifest. That the extra prayers, the charity we give, become manifest. And anything that interferes with us reconciling our human nature with revelation. I'm going to say this point again because this is what we can get to as human beings. I don't care what your religion may be. This is what we need to get to as human beings. Anything that interferes with us reconciling our human nature with God's revelation, that anything that disturbs our soul and our spirit, we have to resist this. And Ramadan is the time to really fine-tune that muscle and to bring about the reconciliation that the nature that God made me in is good, and that the revelation that he sent to the prophets and my nature are like two arrows shot from the same bow at the same time, going for the same target. You say, well, what is that target? Please, my Lord, in my nature and in my appreciation, my growth within the knowledge in Revelation, the beauty in Revelation, that lifts our soul, that lifts our spirit. But if we still wrestling with mental problems, well, we can't see a correlation between our nature and the Word of God, then we got to give more attention on that level of fasting. So we fast on all these levels at the same time. We fast physically, unless there's a medical reason, or traveling. The Quran gives those two exceptions. We also fast on the mental level and our knowledge. We want to purify our knowledge. We want to have a filter, like a sift, and to make sure that our knowledge is compatible with that which is pleasing to Allah. And then also our spiritual level, if you want to have to bring all of our life into a correlation as God intended for us to come into. Ramadan brings us 100% in line with our human nature, revelation, and human excellence. Human excellence. Again, I know I say this often, but I have to say it because of the society we were raised in. We were raised in a society that says that nature is bad and nature is evil. But it's not bad, it's not evil, for one simple reason. And that simple reason is because Allah made it. And Allah is good and only makes that which is good. So how can nature be bad? It is our misunderstanding or lack of understanding when nature will spank us because we misused it. But nature is good. Nature is good. So we all can fast on some level, on some level. So now for those who cannot fast because of a medical need or whatever, don't be ashamed. If you can't fast on the physical level, don't be ashamed. Allah has given us in that situation a mercy. He says, go feed a poor person for that day. For the day that you can't fast. So you know, you really want to fast, you see all the everybody else fasting in the last year and around the Muslim world, you say, oh, I feel so bad, I feel so ashamed. No, don't feel bad. Don't feel ashamed. Allah has given us a way to deal with that, and it's very simple. Go feed a poor person that day, and the next day go feed another poor person. So Allah has made it easy for us to live this religion. So you say, well, I can't fast on the physical level because of my medical needs or whatever, but still keep the mindset of the thinking and also keep the spirit of Ramadan, even if you can't keep the physical requirements of Ramadan. Allah made it easy. So don't be a super Muslim. Don't be the macho Muslim. I'm going to fast anyway. I'm going to fast because everybody else is fasting, and I want to show them that even though I got this condition, I still can do it. Don't do that, because you will be committing a sin. Why? You say, well, how is that a sin? Because listen to that phrasing like you said. You said, I. Each time the person says that, they put I in the front. I'm going to do this. I can do this. The fasting is not for I. The fasting is not for you. The fasting is for Allah. So if Allah gives you a mercy and tell you if you are sick or on a journey, don't fast, and you fast anyway, what are you doing? You are disobeying Allah. You're trying to be a macho Muslim. You're trying to be a super Muslim. I can do this. I'm going to do this anyway. No. Well, you can, but you're not fasting. You are disobeying your Lord. So let us not be the Muslim that violates, because you don't want to miss fasting. You can fast still mentally. You can still fast spiritually, because we are a holistic person. I want to read a couple of thoughts here from Imam Muhammad's book. This is on page 484 and 485, for those who want to get the book later on. The book is the commentary on selected verses of the Quran. And the man was saying that the man, M-A-N, man means a developed mind that rules over the forces of the jinn. This is the jinn, or those people who are not able to rule over the forces of the physical body. There are people, they just can't control the physical forces of their body, because those people, they have neglected the cultivation of their mind. People who have developed and cultivated their intellects, then they have the ability to control the physical forces of their body. And the Imam says here, he says, in religion, this is in Bible and Quran terminology, man, M-A-N, means a developed mind, M-I-N-D. So in Bible and Quranic terminology, man means a developed mind that rules over the forces of the physical body. And people, quote-unquote people, means a collective group of human beings with well-developed minds that rule over the forces of the physical body. So man is an individual person who has a developed mind that rules over the physical body. And people, in Bible language and Quran language, is saying it is a group of human beings with well-developed minds that rule over the forces of the physical body. Because of this, those people who are not able to rule over the forces of the physical body have neglected the cultivation of their minds. They are called jinn, J-I-N-N, jinn. We are not saying that one has to become a jinn, but civilizations normally come through the jinn stage before they reach the stage of civilized, well-developed mind. And I'm going to make a point. This is true for all people. I don't care what race, religion you may be, or culture you may be, that every culture that came into an intellectual elevation, they went through this jinn stage. Okay? So Imam Muhammad goes on to say, he says, the true identity, that true identity is the human willpower and the body that the willpower takes on. By feeding the mind on a world of excellence, a world of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. So here, Imam Muhammad is emphasizing that once the mind that has a world of knowledge, then it has the human willpower to take on the body. This is what Ramadan is about, that we're going to take on the flesh, and we're going to dominate the flesh. Okay? Those are my words. Imam goes on to say, he says here, the people called Gentile in the days of the Old Testament were more engaged in a life of physical war, sport, a life of sex, and sex worship. So if you're making a connection with the Islamic word jinn, for those who are under the flesh, and also Gentiles. Jinn and Gentiles are connected, he's saying here. So again, he says, the people called Gentile in the days of the Old Testament were more engaged in a life of physical war, sport, a life of sex, and sex worship. They were people who had not yet come into the real light of civilization and had not taken on a desire for knowledge. of the higher cultivation of the mind. You see, that something had not learned the higher knowledge and didn't even have a desire to learn more knowledge of the higher cultivation of the mind. He said these Gentiles were identified as Europeans. We're talking about in the context of Bible history and the use of the word Bible. This is not an attack on white people or Europeans, but when it says this in the Old Testament, it's referring to those people who had not yet been enlightened. Now, this is just the history. He says these people, these Gentiles were identified as the Europeans. They were the Romans, the Greeks, and other people of Europe or Caucasian origin. He says, it is not simply because they were Caucasian that they were Gentiles, but it was because the Caucasians, the Europeans, had not come into that cultural development we call religion or divine knowledge. So they were people in evolution, he's saying here, right? They were living a Gentile life or a life of uncivilized people. And we don't have to go very far back in history to find that to be true. They were living under the forces of physical nature. They could not control their hunger for such as physical food, sex, drink, wine, and physical pleasures. They behaved in a vulgar and immoral manner in public. They were people who even had spiritual sciences that involved very low, bad, filthy, unclean habits. Phallic worship. Phallic means sex organ, sex worship, L-I-C worship, and a lot of other indecent things. This is a stage of development. Again, this is a stage of development that we can fall into if we do not know our true identity. He sums it up by saying, and says that culture can be influenced also by the gen stage. And it says a quote, and who follow their own lust. You know, those who follow their own lust. This is not necessarily speaking to lust or the powers and desires that we identify with sex. So he's saying when it says lust, don't think only with sex. He says, but it is speaking to all those forms that are in the biological form, or in the physical form, or in the physical body, such as hunger for material wealth, hunger for sex, hunger for physical worship, and what we call vanity. All those are forms or expressions of lust, the man is saying. He goes on to say, all these forces are forces of the physical body, and those forces can influence the other appetites that we have for culture. Oh, my goodness. So if we have these forces of the physical body, these forces can influence the other appetites that we have for culture or art. If we pursue a cultural life, a civilized life, a life of civilization, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of human of excellence, while not yet being able to control the forces of our physical body, those forces can influence our culture. So we have to control the influences of our physical body, our physical passions, our physical appetites. And he concludes this by saying here, he says, although we may be wise in some respects in human history or in human culture, we will find ourselves characteristically or outwardly by our social image to be a people as Jin or those undeveloped, given to barbaric desires, are given to vulgar, savage nature. So Ramadan is to first say we have to put our passions, our appetites in control. Allah has given us through the Quran and through the month of Ramadan the perfect example, the perfect model that is designed by intent to be the human being away from being a slave to our passions, away from being a victim of habits and appetites, away from being consumed by the fires and passions of hell. And it begins on the first level, on the physical level, which will evolve us to a mental or thinking level, that we now, though I have control of myself and yet grabbing that apple and eating it in the daytime, I also have to control my mental desire to grab something that's not good for me. And we have to wait until a certain time. Can I discipline myself? Can I discipline my whole life, my morals? Can I discipline my spiritual life to take that which is good? Because everything is for the spirit. If you take it, it's not good for the spirit. Well, they got bad spirits. Well, you have nightmares. Well, you have trepidations and fears because there's something that the mind has to control. And God put us in a position with his word of revelation to put our mind in the right state so that we can be at peace mentally, which would bring us to an understanding that this fasting of Ramadan will give us peace because then we help reconcile our physical nature with the word of God and bring us into the human excellence that God intended for us to do. Now, Islam is the complete way of life. It leaves out nothing at all. Alhamdulillah. We were at the end of the first part of our khutbah. I went longer than what I planned to go, with Allah's in charge. And we know for those on Facebook, so you know this is our online worship service, Jummah. The Muslims on Friday, and the sermon is given in two parts. So I'm conclude the first part, and we'll take a short 15-second pause and come back and conclude with our second part. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatin wa fil akhirati hasanatin wa qina adhaban nar. Allah grant us good excellence in this life, in this dunya, and grant us more excellence in the akhirah, the afterlife, the life to come, and protect us from the torment of the fires of sin. Ameen. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. That is saying the perfect praise is for God. The perfect praise is for God and for God alone. We thank our Creator for giving us life, the ups and downs of life, the ins and outs of life. If you didn't have the downs, you wouldn't appreciate the ups. If you didn't have the being put out, you wouldn't appreciate being in. So we are told that from the words of the prophet, he said, make use of five before five make use of you. So we a free time, make use of it before we're busy. You know, so and I can't remember the five right now. But you know, one was for make good use of your health before you're sick. And what the last one says, make use of your life before you're dead. So let us strive to make the best of this life that our Creator has given us. Make the best of this life that our Creator has given us. Now, at the end of Ramadan, the Muslims, we celebrate. We have a celebration, right? It's called the Eid. In this case, would be Eid al-Fitr. Fitr from the word Fatra, which is saying nature. The first Eid is the Eid of recognizing a victory for our nature, or for us coming back in line with our nature. That's at the end of Ramadan. And we have a big celebration where everybody gathers together. Now, in this concept of everybody gathering together, it typically is all Muslims, but this gathering together is saying that once we as an individual person, once we have been blessed by Allah to complete this fast of Ramadan, then we are grateful, we are thankful, we are appreciative. And the way of showing our appreciation for being successful in achieving the blessings of Ramadan is that we want to now share it with our neighbor. We want to share it with our community, some people down the block, that we want to make it transferable. We want to make it to where it's not just me going to enjoy this goodness. What the better person that I have become because of fasting in Ramadan, where it should be reflected and shared with my neighbors, with my family, with my friends. So we want to invite people to join us in this month of Ramadan. You say, yeah, but I'm a Christian, or I'm a this, or I'm a Buddhist, or whatever. Well, the Quran don't say anything about Muslim fasting. It says the believer's fast. It says, yeah, you Aladdin, or Aminu. Aladdin is saying those who, and Aminu is saying belief. Those who believe. So we are encouraging people, even if you can't fast on the physical level, you say, I just got to have me some water. I just got to have this piece of cake. You said you can't do that. I'm talking into my non-Muslim friends. Still joined us in the spirit mentally and spiritually, saying that I can control my thoughts. I can control my spirit. I don't want to allow bad thoughts and bad feelings to come into my being. Join us. This will make for a better society. You want to make Indianapolis better? You want to make America better? You want to make the world better? You still got to have that apple or a piece of cake? Okay. We understand that, but still, we are fasting on many levels. Still, join in the fast and get the discipline. God made us to be disciplined. That's why the followers of Christ Jesus, the 12, are called disciples. Disciples and discipline come from the same word, and they were disciplined. Jesus said he could teach them how to be fishermen of men. Fishermen of men. Now, when we say man, we mean mind, M-I-N-D, fishermen of mind. And he said, told them to cast their nets on the right-hand side of the boat. And they got all kind of fish. So this is what we want to say. We want to say, follow the discipline. Jesus gave them instructions. He taught them. He gave them guidance. And when they followed the guidance, they became fishermen of men, like their little bitty fish. And so, but that came from what? From them following the guidance. So this is our call. We want our whole community to be better. We want our whole society to be better. And in order for us to achieve that, we have to submit our will to do Almighty God's will in every way, on every level of our human development, of our human self. Submit our will to do God's will. Somebody may say, well, isn't that boring? I mean, you can't have no fun. You just can't do anything. I had a group I was talking to the other day, and they wanted to say, the person speaking, I was talking to a local college, it's a religious college. And so the one gentleman, when he began speaking, he wanted to describe Islam as being very strict. He said, yeah, you guys were very strict. And I didn't wait on that one. I said, no, I said, we're not strict. I said, we're not strict. We just obeying the will of God. And what I was really telling him without saying it, you are not obeying the will of God. That's what it boils down to. Say, you have to obey the will of God. And that's what we're doing. And so it's fun. The shaitan, the devil, he promises fun. He promises ease. He don't promise discipline. He want everything to just hang out. Do your thing. Do what you want to do. That's shaitan speaking to us. Allah says, no, you don't do your thing. Allah says, you only do your thing as it submits to my plan. So they had the idea of Ezekiel with a wheel, and it's, I know it's a wheel like W-H. I know that's the difference between W-H-E-E-L and W-I-L-L. There's a difference in spelling. But behind the two, there's a common meaning. Because it said there was a wheel inside of a wheel. And so that's we are. We have a wheel. I know Ezekiel's with W-H, so don't think I'm confused or not. But still, I'm going with W-I-L-L. That's a big wheel. Yeah, that's the will of God. And the little wheel, that's us. And our little wheel can run all over the place as long as it stays within that big wheel. Yeah, the big wheel is faith. And the little wheel, that's us, is by the grace of God. So let us fast this month of Ramadan. Let us enjoy this month of Ramadan. And for those who don't know, please understand this here. Don't have no sorry face because the Muslims are fasting. Oh, you all can't do this. Oh, you can't do that. Don't you know that it's a good feeling, real good feeling, to where, yeah, maybe the first day or two you may kind of wrestle with a hunger pang here and there, but it is a real good feeling to where that hunger pang is like a blimp on the radar. You don't even think about it. And it don't hang around either. and your body become more strong, more developed. Don't you know we can cut out a lot of teenage pregnancy and violence and gun shooting if we had the spirit of Ramadan throughout the American society? Or we would cut down on crime something tremendous. Because the person would be in control over their passions, over their appetites. And we want this for the whole world, the whole society. So we thank Allah for this day. Thank Allah for this Jummah. Jummah is the word that means a collection or a congregation. It also means Friday. It also means Friday. So alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. We thank Allah for giving us this idea of collection, congregation, Jummah. And we thank you all for joining us. Brother Khalil, I think you're still open. You can now go make prayer. You can make Ikama, and we will have prayer. I try to keep my phone with me for those on Facebook. They can pray with us or see us pray. Ikama, please.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ash-hadu an la ilaha illallah. Ash-hadu an la ilaha illallah. Ash-hadu an Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ash-hadu an Muhammadur Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah. Kakama to select, kakama to select. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
We make our intention to make salat of Jummah, Rakatain, to Rakaf, the Allahi to Allah, and start with Rakaf. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين
قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر
Allahu Akbar.
Sami'allahu li Muhammadan.
Rabbana laka hamdan.
Allahu Akbar.
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 Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين
والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات تواصل بالحق وتواصل بالصبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
سمي الله لمن حمدا.
ربنا لك حمدا.
الله أكبر.
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 Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah. Let me do something real quick here. Okay. I'm opening the phone lines up, and we can say Al-Fatiha together. And I'm going to do why as I do that. Rabbana, Ati Nika Dunya, Hasanatu, Vasiyoti Hasanatu, Vatiyan Nani Fabinah. We heard you. Okay. We're going to see what's going on here. Okay, I'm trying to put everybody's phone up. So we can see and start to have together. If you hear background noise, please put your phone on mute.
It did it itself.
If you hear background.
I'm on it.
You got to put your phone.
Oh, you don't have background.
Okay. Okay. Just give me a minute here. We got a couple of people got background noise, and I'm trying to get them out. But we can, what we're going to do, we're going to say the Fatiha together. And I keep reminding us, you know, Muhammad gave us a methodology for reciting the Fatiha. And that methodology is we have seven stops. But what we have traditionally all these years been taught there's two and the typical say Yusuf Ali translation verse 2 and 3 Imam Muhammad said join them together and make them all together just verse 2 and that's how he wanted us to recite Fatiha. But to get to 7 was his typically as verse 7 that is divided into 2. So you still get your 7. And maybe one day soon we can have a discussion on that to where we can learn that. Because it's tied in with chapter 15, verse 87 of the Quran. So what Imam gave us is based upon the Quran, chapter 15, Surah 15, verse 87. It gives us it gives us the format that it says that the book is put into 7 verses, and they use the word methani. So in each of the 7 there are 2. So we will begin now. So and I'll say it, and then I'll pause and make you all say it. And we always begin, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. So we go, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم.
الحمد
لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم.
Maliki Yawm al-Din.
Maliki Yawm al-Din.
Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in.
Iyaka
na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in.
Ihdina sirata
mustaqim.
Sirata ladina an'amta alayhim.
Sirata ladina
an'amta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladhdallin. Alhamdulillah. And just a second, because I know it's different. For example, say for the third one, it says Maliki Yawm al-Din. So you got two concepts there. One is Maliki, and the other is Yawm al-Din. Those two make a pair. Then the next one says Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. That's a pair. You see what I'm saying? So each one of those seven stops, there's a pair or a concept there. And Imam Muhammad said that's the way he would prefer to, for us to recite the Quran. So I just wanted to share that so we can begin to incorporate that into our recitation for those who are students of Imam Muhammad. You know, Imam Muhammad's student, you know, we all are free. You know, there's no forcing or anything. And that's also mentioned in the book as well. And for those who got the commentary of the Quran, is in there towards the beginning of the Quran, of the commentary book, where he talks about that. I'm going to see, can I find it for you? For those who have the book, I'm going to tell you what page it's on, because we have to grow in our knowledge. And okay, it begins on page 24, and it goes for a while too. It begins on page 24. Just read that, and we can see what the Imam Muhammad said to us. He says, I'm reading this put to you refresh here. He says, when you read al-Fatiha in Arabic, you can read it in many ways. You can read it line by line. It's okay. This chapter of the Quran is described in the Quran as the 7 mighty verses. 7 that comes in 2. Okay. It says methana is the word. It says 2s. Methana is the Arabic word. We want to stop 7 times. And you get those 7 that I just said. And we say 1, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 2, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 3, Maliki Yawm al-Din. 4, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. 5, Ihdina Sirata Mustaqim. 6, Sirata Ladina Anamta Alayhim, Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim Waladhdallin. And I said, that is what we want. He said, that is what we want. Let us establish the reading of the Fatiha that way, where we make 7 stops. And he says, this is leadership. You establish what you believe to be the logic. Do not buy it from other people if it is not agreeing to what you believe the logic to be. And he goes on to explain this. So, so if you have the book, we get on page 24, and you can see what I'm referring to. And he goes back to chapter 15, verse 87, that he references. So just a note, just wanted to bring that to our attention. and we can begin to make it part of our recitation for Al-Fatiha. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Any announcements?
Yes, sir. Excellent kutbah, brother and ma'am. Excellent kutbah. Especially right on the heels of Ramadan. Excellent kutbah.
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. Well, we're trying to do our share. And we have to do it. This is our day. This is our day. Not yesterday. Not tomorrow. This is our day. So,
yes, sir.
We do whatever we can. And again, and I did have it on Facebook. If you wanted to share it or hear it again, you can go to my page, Michael Mikhail Sahir, on Facebook, and then it should be toward the top of my Facebook page. And also, it's online. It's still online for the link. If you got the link, you can hear this talk again by going to the link that was when you got the notice. There was a link to this, we call the station IWDM. There was a link to it. You can hear it again after we hang up. But right now we're still talking, we're doing the announcements. Anybody have any thoughts, comments?
Yeah. Yeah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes, Imam, the very beautiful kufah. I was just telling the sister, I'm going to fast, but you reeled me back in. I know I got illness. So my question is,
that's right.
Do we have to feed 60 people within the month or 60 people a day?
60? Wait a minute. I thought it was one person a day. Is it two a day?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
I've heard about it.
You
back
and feed 60.
Anybody got any comments on that? Because that's a new, I don't know. Let me do my homework.
I've heard about someone said, like, you have to feed 10 people a day before. So I've heard different amounts, you know, from different masjids, you know, different Muslims.
Okay, let's see what the Quran says.
Yeah.
We've heard from the scholars. We've heard from the scholars. Let's see what the Quran says.
Now they come.
Alaykum assalam. Yes, sir.
It sounds like I heard 60 people. I heard 60 people. If you feed 60 people a day, you very well. You're doing good. Tremendously good. People a day. That's I don't know. I'm going to stop on that.
That's why I got boy, 60 a day. That's okay.
Well, you could collectively feed a group of people.
Okay.
You know, okay. Not
just
one person.
Okay. Pardon? It's chapter 2, verse 184. Okay, I'm trying to find my other site. I don't have it up. But I want to find it in more than one source. So it says a needy person, but that's in the English. And sometimes the English is the best, and sometimes it's not. But let me read it. I'll go ahead and read it here in the English, or this other site opens up. It says, and this is chapter 2, verse 183, 184. O believers, listen down here. O believers, fasting is prescribed for you, as it were for those before you. So perhaps you may become mindful of Allah. Fast a prescribed number of days. But whoever of you is ill or on a journey, then let them fast an equal number of days after Ramadan. For those who can only fast with extreme difficulty, compensation can be made by feeding a needy person for every day not fasted. But whoever volunteers to give more, if you want to feed more, it is better for you. And to fast is better for you if you only knew.
You knew.
So,
yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing here.
It sounds familiar.
It's one person. Does it sound familiar? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yeah, sir. So,
thank you.
Yeah, so I just want to see.
Brother Lynn.
Yes, sir.
Brother Lynn. I think that 60 day, if I'm correct, God forgive me if I'm wrong, but I think that Hadith where it says you commit fornication, you are defeating 60 people and fast a consecutive 3 months or something like that, if I'm correct.
There you go. And then, yeah, and what you're saying, although I not checked it, it sounds very much correct. You know, so we're not confusing, we ain't confusing Zina. The Zina is every word Zina, which means a dark communication. We're not confusing Zina and Ramadan, right?
Yeah.
We'll keep them separate.
Well, if I'm correct, I think that's why I read that in Hadith. But we just really want to start our Quranic reading on the 13th. Yes, ma'am.
We pretty sure the 13th, probably Monday's probably going to be the first day of Ramadan. There's a conference call. I think there's two of them. New York does one every year. And Imam Bashir, I think that's one as well. Where we can find out if there has been a physical sighting. You know, those of us in association with Imam Dr. Muhammad, we like to have the believers involved with our faith. We don't want to just follow the scholars or somebody. We want to have the everyday believer to be a participant. So we look for the Hilal. Hilal. It's like Hillel, but it's H-I-L-A-L, and Hillel is saying the new moon. And we want to learn how to look for the new moon. And you look for the new moon looking to the west, right at sunset. And you look for the very little bitty, how you got the full moon. This is just a little bitty edge, like the rim of the moon. You will see it in the western sky when the new moon comes in. But don't confuse it with the old moon going out. And here's a hint. Pretty much the same, you're looking west at the sunset, almost the same spot where the sun set, the new moon will come up in that same spot. So just keep that in mind, too. So, Brother Mustafa, we have that phone conference. What did believers say, everybody? We have the phone conference with the Imams calling and believers calling, and on Sunday night to see if there had been a physical sighting by a believer. And then we can begin the Quran reading. But Mustafa, tell us more about the Quran reading, please, and how it works and the phone number and all that. So last year, he was very successful.
Yes, sir, Brother Imam. Assalamu alaikum to my beloved Muslim brothers and sisters. Hopefully, inshallah, we'll be able to start our Quranic reading class the first day of Ramadan. If the moon is sighted Sunday night, the Imam will send out the email, and we'll start reading Monday morning at 6:30. What we do is read section of the Quran. We try to read a whole juice during the morning and try to respect your time between 6:30 and 7:30. We should be able to get a juice read. Depends on how many participants we have. But we take turns reading sections. And we use the same number that we use for the Ta'aleem on Tuesday night. And I don't memorize that number, Brother Imam, but if you can give that number with the access code, the access code, that's the number that we use. But we'd be glad for everybody to join in because it makes the reading so much beautiful. Don't get caught up on, I know brothers and sisters have said, well, if we share in the reading, that you not reading the Quran. We hate to say it, literally brothers and sisters that's out there in the world, even before the Quran was put on paper, they had to listen to somebody recite the Quran. So us reciting Quran together in the morning time is beautiful and it's enlightening for our day. So we hope everybody be able to join us on the call. You don't have to read if you don't want to read. Yes, sir.
Go ahead and finish the point.
You don't have to read if you don't want. You can just listen. But we hope everybody volunteer and call in and share in the reading of the Quran. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm done, buddy.
That's the question. Thank you very much. But first of all, let's get the phone number again. The phone number is 701-802-5454. And the access code is 1039654#. So again, the number is 701-802-5454. And the access code is 1039654. #. You got to hit that #. 1039654#. But Brother Mustafa, I think we should adjust that time from 6:30 to 7:30. And
yes, sir, Brother
Mustafa.
What time would you say?
But the reason being because some people are going to be saying prayer at that time. In particular, for April 10th, the sun don't rise until 7:15, so people may be saying prayer as late as 6:45, whatever, or even up getting toward it's kind of late. So should we make it in the beginning, maybe 7:30 to 8:30, or what? Or 7:15? Because you should say 6:30, you're going to be saying prayer.
Yeah, because I was Yes, sir. You're right, Brother Man. I was basing it off the time that prayer come in. But, I know we all don't make it as soon as it come in. We make it a little bit after. So that's correct. Thanks for the observation. You observed that. Yes, sir. I agree.
Now, last year, that was a good time because we were fasting earlier. But now, each year,
Yes, sir.
Later and later. Right now. So, can you say we begin at? We can begin at 7:15. And then we can move it up a little bit.
Yes, 7:15, Brother Mim. Yes, sir.
Okay, so 7:15.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Maybe just can create a little flyer or something, and I can get the flyer out. 7:15 until. So. Okay.
I'm sorry, but I want to say real quick, for those students that's on with Butler University, please let your the students know that you are be fasting in Ramadan, or those who are going to be fasting this year, for they can adjust their time, and you can adjust your time coming on Zoom, because we got about 5 students now joining, and I just forgot to remind them to adjust their time, and I will call each student, too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, let me in on that Zoom, because I need to be on sometimes just to know what's going on.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay, good. And also, since we are making an adjustment on time, our Tuesday Tylene had been at 7 p.m. and going to 8:30. I recommend that we begin our Tylene on Tuesday at 6 and go to 8 at the latest.
Mm-hmm.
Because sunset Maghrib, say for tomorrow the 10th, Maghrib is at 8:17. But during Ramadan, people got to get done, get the meals together, whatever. And so I think we should let Tylene on Tuesday go from 6 till 7:30, 7:45, something like that. So make that adjustment too for Tuesday, Tylene. We're going to begin at 6 p.m., inshallah.
Assalamualaikum.
This
is Mom Buso. I was just calling, have you considered having a drive-through iftar? Has there been any type of discussion of how iftar would get together for an iftar this year? I'm also proposing to support one, at least one iftar, drive-through type iftar.
Okay. I know last year we did a drive-through Eve meal, and that worked out pretty good. But the iftar, we don't know unless we try it. We got enough support, because by being so far on the east side of town, there may be a challenge for some people, too. They can just go home and eat, you know. You don't have the social pleasure along with a drive-through. But we should think about it and talk about it, because it may be doable. It's not every day. We can have a certain day. Everybody know on a certain day of the week, you're going to have a drive-through iftar. Well, anybody else have any thoughts on that?
I was thinking about Saturday. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm,
go ahead.
Yes, Saturday. Anybody
else? Salaam alaikum.
Salaam alaikum.
Yeah, brother, I was over at Mu'minin for Juma today, and they announced that they would have a iftar on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 3 days a week, in case somebody wants to go over there. And I think that's going to, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's drive-through. I think it's drive through on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I believe that's
okay.
The way I heard it.
Yeah, we can find out because we don't want to, bump heads with what they're doing. So
yeah, go to that.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I know they're having 3 days.
I think it's.
But I know they're having 3 days out of the week. But proposing is that Nurala has iftar at least a few times out of the month of Ramadan, and especially for those who are not fasting, it's also a blessing and a mercy to be able to feed someone who is fasting. Allahu
Akbar. That's true. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, so we can create opportunity for it, you know. I guess my concern, and probably other people's concern, is that we don't fix a lot of food and people don't show up. That's my concern. How will we avoid that?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's never one to avoid it, because it's always an opportunity to give food away. So even if the people who are there in support of it can take food home, or the food can be distributed in other ways to people within the community, there's still a way to feed people. Because to make up a right. day of fasting, it doesn't say you have to feed a believer. To make up a day of fasting, you feed someone that's needy. So it's still a way to
yes,
give
right.
that food away without it going away.
Right. If what it says here, it says to feed. I'm looking at it still. I think I got it open. It says to Amu Miskin. And Miskin is a poor person. So I need to feed whoever.
Good. I feel like on the Sister
well,
Kathy.
Yes, ma'am, Sister Kathy.
I was just thinking, since we have such a large property, that perhaps on some good days, like when the weather is good, favorable, that perhaps we could do an in-person iftar to where tables are like really far apart for families, eat at one table
mm-hmm.
together, and then there could just be one table with all the food and one, you know, couple people serving, and then you wear your mask when you go up and get the food and just have it all outside.
Yeah,
so maybe that could work out.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'd like to see where you might, because also I want to bring up to see how things go the next few weeks. Maybe we can begin having a Jummer outside too.
Mm-hmm.
You have Jummer outside.
Yeah.
You don't need it to be very long, you know, because but we can't do whatever we can within the realm of safety. We don't want to violate safety.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the only other thing I can think of is any other conversation on the iftar or the outside Juma or outside iftar?
Say that again.
Any other comments on the outside iftar or the outside Jummah?
That sounds might be doable.
Do you need a vote, or is it?
Or do we need discussion with them?
Pardon?
We can, and for those who are here, they can always voice their opinion. Because to have Jummah, you need three people. So to have an official Jummah. So if we get three that want to do that, and we still can do Facebook Live, and we still can do the internet. You know, so if doable, does that require a vote? I think we should run it through past the Shura board as well, so we can have some kind of consensus on it. But I'd like to hear from you all now as well. If I'm asking any other comments on it.
It sounds like I think we do have speakers that can be heard on the outside. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we got to get it fixed up, but yes.
Yes, speaker that he can be heard from the outside. So maybe we alternate maybe a few inside. So you will need to have for Jummah the internet hooked up so you can do it by Facebook. Some inside and the majority of it outside.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we can still do it outside Facebook. That's no problem. We just run a speaker outside. We can do the speaker and maybe even the microphone still outside. You know, so that's doable. That's not a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then still do the Facebook inside.
You do it, you know, do it inside or out, it'll make any difference.
Well, I guess we think about what day, I think they're going to run about it, sure.
Well, let's keep an eye on what the science is saying. You know, we have doctors and science that know the numbers, know they have information that we don't have, and we've been obedient so far. So they'll continue to be obedient to
their I listened to one of Dr. Fauci and another one say that those of us who are vaccinated are protected even against the variants, but still you practice, you know, keeping a distance from people that you don't know. Okay, from people that you know who may not have the vaccination. So therefore, you don't want to, you know, distance anyone and hurt their feelings. But anyway, you see, you know, we are the vaccinated ones over here. But everyone still wear their mask and wash their hands as though no one's vaccinated.
Right.
So we know who is.
That's true.
We can identify ourselves, I don't know, by wearing a little, I don't know, letting people know that we are the ones who are vaccinated and let the people know that, you know, we're still practicing all the same things.
Right. That's true. And that what you're saying obligates me to share this. I'm on a board for a local school, and the word came back to us on that board that one of the teachers, though he had both vaccines, he still contracted the COVID. And that may be a rare case, but I do want to share that with you because I've done it. But that did happen about within the last month. So we can do it. Just be careful. Just be mindful. It's the best of our
bring your own. Bring your own prayer
mat. That's right.
Yes,
wear a mask. We have sanitation bottles around. Zooms don't have to be very long. It shouldn't be very long. And so we pray. We'll hopefully be on the grass. And we can do we can the streets that you missed there for. So if not, we make the best of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The last announcement that I have is you can tune into my blog talk show on Sunday. You know, we're going to talk about very much what the Cuba was about, which you'd be able to ask questions. But also we have email Celine Mookman from Detroit. He's the director of MALI, the Muslim American Logic Institute. And he does a lot of research on sighting the new moon. So he's going to give us a lot of instructions and insights on how to sight the new moon. So that's Sunday for 1 to 3. And call the same number you called in, the same number you called today, same number. That's Sunday, April 11th. Okay. I cannot think of any other announcements to make.
Oh, bismillah. I wasn't clear on what you were saying about the iftar. I didn't get clear on that part.
You mean on Mehoffer?
Yes, Mehoffer or 46th Street, as long as it's drive by.
I was asking for feedback from people, and I didn't get a lot of feedback. No, I think we did say is that it was such a catchy saying, we could do it outside, do it on tables. And that's all that I got. But people are still on.
Yeah.
We got enough of them still online.
Yeah.
So people can speak
up. I agree. Yes, sir. I agree that if we can do it safely, it'll be a good idea to do drive-by iftar.
For how many days a week? 7 days.
Well, basically, just starting off, if we just done a couple, you know, and then see how that goes. We just did once a week.
That sounds good.
No, we just did once a week. I think it's a good effort on the community as far as neurolaw is concerned, because, you know, with this COVID, a lot of activities has come to a halt. So we're still participating in this holy month, which means so much to all of us, you know, just what your whole kubba was about. It's the benefit of, we're fasting for Allah. We're fasting for the benefit of our soul. So regardless of our situation and whether or not we can fast, even if we're making up a day or just wanting to give during that month, that's our opportunity to do so. And it's only going to come around next year again.
Right. Brother Mayor, can we just send out a calendar in those days? And I'm sorry.
What about Wednesday?
Oh, I was saying, can we just send out a calendar, like everybody used to sign up on the calendar? Could you send out a calendar to the believers and those people that want to do the iftar can sign up on the calendar? Then we have those days on the calendar already. We already know about them if we send everybody a calendar. And then Sister Mambusa could sign up for the day she want to do it. And me and whoever else could sign up for the day we want to do it, so we'll know those days in advance.
I think we were talking about one day a week for the
one day a week
guitar.
As a group.
So,
one day a week
so
as a
group. How about Wednesday?
I'm sorry.
Yes.
And do it on Wednesday and make it like a one pot meal. I mean, maybe like a casserole. Somebody make a soup. Somebody make a casserole. Something like that.
Well, okay, good. And then there's another thought system that Booth interjected. Do it have to be on Midhoffer? Could it be on 4060? But don't think about 4060.
No.
It needs to be tidied up.
If you just drive and by, the whole idea is to drive by and be able to feed people and get rid of the food. So irregardless of the location, I don't think it's that hard for someone to come in and dust and tidy up the place because if we're not cooking there, the food is already being cooked and being brought to one central location.
It's a thought, but if you're not being and by 40th history in the world, it's not in bad shape, but just we got a lot of stuff moved out and need to be tidied up. And nothing else, you need to be dusted off. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I think this offer would be better.
Okay.
Because you don't know what kind of, as far as
we'll have a question.
Space drive through.
Right. Now, we're talking about this.
So their neighbors might be, huh? So their neighbors might be doing hair late, you know. You don't know.
Right. Okay. I don't know if 4060 may be more essential to everybody. It may be more essential to everybody, but I'm good either way. My question is, are we going to do it this Wednesday or going right to the second Wednesday? Are we going to begin this Wednesday?
Not this Wednesday, because we got a plan for it. Exactly.
Okay.
So we need to see who all want to be involved, and what day is best, and what's going to be on the news.
Okay.
And
so
where?
The first day would be
exactly.
Wednesday, the 21st. Wednesday, the 21st, right? Be the first one. April 21st?
Mm-hmm. Well, Mustafa had a good idea to see who all want to be involved. who I want to be involved in the drive-through as far as just even helping to make it come together. Because the more hands, the better.
Right, but I'm saying, but let's plug in an anchor date. An anchor date seems to we can establish right now, Wednesday, April 21st. That's the second Wednesday of Ramadan. And then we can give us a point to rally around. We know we got a date, April 21st, second Wednesday of Ramadan.
And I was looking at the first Saturday. First or second Saturday. I was looking at a Saturday.
For?
I'll probably be going to try to avoid a weekend because I'm booking English on weekends.
Yeah.
Well, one thing I do know when it comes to the event, the drive-through Iftar Muslimin, they give until the food runs out. And it's not every time that they have enough for every single person that drives through to get food. So it's not that a person will be competing with them. It's just adding an additional opportunity to feed people.
Right. Basically, be feeding the same people.
Well, you can't rightfully say that because you don't know who all is going to go there.
Last year, judging from before, it's usually the same group.
All right. Okay. Well, we got about 2 minutes left before we gonna get kicked off. So.
Okay. And then there's the Juma on Friday has concerned. Can we maybe have a call?
Yeah. Well, we could take care of that. Well, right now, let's stay on this 1 point. We got about 2 minutes left. We're going with the Wednesday or Saturday.
I think Wednesday. For me, Wednesday.
Anybody else?
What day?
But I can miss Saturday.
I'm
flexible.
Sorry.
I'm flexible. Okay.
It was on a Wednesday, you said?
But Tuesday, evening.
It's too close.
Can we discuss that a little further instead of just saying that's going to be the day of today? Can we discuss that a little further?
We got 45 seconds left.
I know Wednesdays will be hard for me, but I cannot try because I have other obligations.
Well, I'm flexible.
I'll tell you what. Everybody write down this number because we're going to get kicked off. Write down the number for the free conference. They want to continue the conversation. Or just call one another because we're going to go. Anybody got the number? We got 701-802-5454 number. You want to continue the conversation. Access code 1039654 pound. So we have to go. 701-802-5454. Access code 1039654. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum assalam.